welcome back, and we're all Yankovics. Yeah, three of us again.
Yay, Christy's back again.
Yay, the people wouldn't stop chanting. We thought they would stop.
Yep. Just,
last night, they were back again.
It's like they never left.
I know, yeah. Right? So we had to come back again today.
Is it weird that we live together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
My wife is not happy
with the situation.
I don't know. I kind of see you in a Bert and Ernie situation.
Aw. Can I be Ernie?
Bert. Nobody wants to be Bert.
You're the cranky one.
Yeah, probably. I would be like, hey, put the silverware in the dishwasher correctly.
And I'm like, if
you have a collection of paper clips, then we're really going to worry.
I don't know how Ernie sounds anymore.
I had Vinylmation for one. Well, we both have a Lego minifig collection. Yes. Does that count as anything?
Yeah.
That might.
Yeah, that's true. Mine's bigger.
I now have a giant collection of random games.
There you go. Then. Hoarder. Anywho.
It's a lot of fun.
What are we talking about today?
Calling in sick.
Yeah.
I wish I had done that.
Me too.
Because I kind of did that on my notes. Because there's nothing to...
Really?
Another song that there's nothing to talk about.
Not a whole lot.
It's all
on
Christy to be
entertained. Hey, entertain us. What do you got here? What are your thoughts about this one?
I also did not expose myself to the... Oh, wait. I did not know about... I was not exposed to this song early on.
Yeah.
This is another one that I have like a finite history with mm-hmm. Al. Yeah. I have certain albums that I purchased.
Okay.
And certain I didn't. And I mean, there are certain, it's kind of like the other one where there are definitely songs on the album that I've heard, but to say that I've listened to the entire album, I cannot.
Yeah. Not a big Bad Hair Day fan, huh?
No. Yeah.
Bad Hair Day was also one of the ones that I kind of had to listen to, like somebody let me borrow their CD or something of it, because it was right at the end of high school.
Uh-huh.
And so I was busy in March of that year because we were graduating in like a month, and then I was going to London for a couple of weeks, and then I was coming back and going straight into school. So it was a crazy time. Yeah, yeah. I had other things on my mind. Yeah. Prom. I actually went to prom, believe it or not.
I don't believe it.
I did. Aww. Call Jenny and let her tell you that.
867-5309.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Call her up.
So,
how did you meet again?
Yes.
You gotta remember the wall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told her I was not like the others before.
No.
She was like, okay, that's cool.
She said, how do you know about the others?
Yeah.
They left notes underneath.
there's like
further commentary.
Leaving little notes saying hates
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Don't talk about
Giles.
Giles.
Jay Giles. Giles or Giles? I always thought it was Giles.
Jay Giles.
I gave it a soft G. Yeah.
Giles. No, you're thinking that's the Buffy the Vampire Slayer guy.
Yeah.
Probably not. I've never seen that.
Wait, the guy from Buffy the Vampire Slayer sang Centerfold?
No.
Apparently.
Oh, pretty awesome. No.
He created Robot Chicken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, we're talking about again.
It's like pockets of geekdom.
Yes, exactly.
Not getting, no.
Calling in sick.
Calling in sick. Yeah.
Calling
in sick. Bad Hair Day, as we've already said, 96, and it's sort of a style parody of
Nirvana.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Coming two albums after he did like an actual Nirvana song.
So weird.
Little strange. I mean. He grunges it up a little bit, but it is. It's definitely sort of Come As You Are.
Yes.
I mean, like, it almost feels like Come As You Are.
It's almost the same beginning.
Yeah.
It's almost identical.
And
it kind of veers off after that.
And it's got a little lithium to it.
Yeah.
And it is sort of a little bit more generically grungy as it goes along.
Yeah.
There's a bit of that in this album.
At first, when I heard it, I was like, oh, what is this a parody? This sounds so familiar.
Yeah.
And then when I read a little bit more about it and where it was saying, it was just a style. It was a purely original song. It was just in the style. I was like, oh.
Nirvana and like other grungy Seattle bands.
Yeah, very much. And it's interesting because it is like when you first think of Nirvana, there's a couple of songs you think about. And for some reason, you're like, you think it's a little bit more rocking.
Yeah.
And then you think about it. Then you have to like think about it and listen to a couple other songs. And you're like, oh, yeah, this is their like mellower kind of like introspective kind of.
Mopey.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The more grungy of their grunge stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah, this song is for me the most forgettable song on this album.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
I look at the list. I'm like, this is the one that I kind of forget is even on here. It's the one I skip. It's just never been a favorite of mine. It's just, like maybe you say, it's kind of very low key and
slow.
I'm going
to completely disagree with you.
Oh, really? Wow. Oh.
Syndicated Incorporated, I would skip over way before I skipped over Calling in Sick.
We'll talk about that one later.
Okay.
I disagree.
Apparently.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this like for
Bert
me.
Bert Ernie Trouble
favorite.
In Paradise.
I know. Trouble in Paradise here. We're going to break up right now. But no, I mean, this one, it's just nothing for me. I don't know. I just, the lyrics are meh. The musically, it's just meh. But like you said, it's kind of based on that slow, kind of depressing, grungy. I know what he was going for. It just doesn't work for me.
Well, this is one of those moments where he nails the genre, but if you don't like the genre or you think the genre is kind of meh to begin with, then he's just really nailing a meh. You know what I mean? Like, and
he's
you're like,
meh,
it's
meh.
So good. It's so good that it's just as boring as you think all the other songs of that genre.
I'm going to disagree because I loved Nirvana. I was really big
like
into Nirvana.
Song?
I don't. I really, really, really was into Nirvana this time and like a bunch of other grunge stuff. And this song I did not like.
Huh.
That's interesting.
I saw what he was going for. It's like, yeah, it just, eh.
No,
I don't know.
That's,
I just never have liked the song.
It what,
just,
and
just,
that's not what I was
do it
talking
for me.
About. You're right.
It doesn't do it for me.
It's meh.
Yeah, it's meh. I don't know. I feel like if you're going to do a style parody of like grunge stuff going this slow and this type, it just missed for me. I don't know. Just me personally.
Interesting. And I wonder if this is really what grunge actually was.
Meh.
This sort of slow kind of like stuff. And it's the abnormal songs that were the ones that became a little poppier and got played more. But then when you actually look at the actual band, I'm just conjecturing this. I don't have any big, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes bands have like that hit song, but that's the one that's like the one that doesn't sound anything
right.
like the rest
yeah.
of it.
Yes. Yeah,
like
yeah,
the Rembrandts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I wonder if I wonder if grunge as a whole got trapped in something like that.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, kind of like what I'm saying, like, or was saying back on what I can't talk right now. grunge and Nirvana had this, the cliche of them was slow, fast, slow, fast, slow, fast. You know, okay. They kind of had a low thing, and they then back to slow again, then back to slow again. So this tries to do that, but the highs aren't high enough.
Interesting.
To save it for me.
All right.
The calling it sick today. That part doesn't get grunge rocky enough for me. It doesn't really hit. If you're gonna do like grunge like
that.
This, you need to do the lows just right. But when you get hit the high, you gotta slam in just attack it and grab. He doesn't do that in this song. So the highs aren't high enough for me, and the lows are just kind of like boring for me, and the lyrics aren't great. So that I think that's why. Like being like I said, I was a grunge kid. I'm wearing flannel right now. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I just. Missed for me.
No, I totally valid. I think that's a good explanation.
I agree.
I groove to it a little bit. You know, like I said, there's at least one other song of this album I'd rather skip than this one. But I definitely wouldn't want to listen to this twice in a row. Kind of, you know what I mean? Like
I did.
I'm gonna have to take it. Yeah. Syndicated Ink does it better for me. It's way better style parody. I mean, it's not style parody. I'm sorry. It's an actual parody of a song that does what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. So I actually really liked Misery Incorporated. I liked them. I liked the original song, and I liked the parody. And that song is more of an example of what this song should have been.
Okay.
The tropes of grunge. I don't know.
No, and that does bring up another concept. It's like that's two really potentially similar songs on one album.
And then there's a third for some unknown reason, but we'll get to that when we talk about Syndicated Ink later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, totally. And I much prefer that third song than the second song. And yeah, and I will fight anybody who says that it isn't.
Okay.
But that's
that would be interesting to watch.
Stuff.
What are we talking about? Weird Al
secrets?
Fans?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, anyone who knows Weird Al knows exactly what we're talking about
My assumption is that the people who listen to this podcast aren't super Weird Al fans. I mean, they probably are, and they're sitting there going, oh, they don't know what they're talking
Shut
about.
Up. You
don't
but know
me. I like to think that we're sort of there for the casual Weird Al fans, so we can introduce them to songs like this that they might not have heard of before.
Like
that.
Me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
There you go.
We just introduced Christy to two new songs she'd never heard
Yay.
Of. So.
All right. Well, back to Christy. Anything else you have in mind for this song? Any other thoughts?
I listened to it mainly in the car.
Yeah.
I definitely kind of like the progression of the lyrics as it starts out. It's the typical Weird Al where it's like, okay, slightly weird.
Yeah.
Slightly odd. Then completely ridiculous.
Yeah, for sure.
especially the mention of Ernest Goes to Camp.
Yeah.
That
good reference.
I do kind of sympathize with it, that it definitely is something that I have thought of doing several times.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still feel like going, I could call in sick today and do nothing.
Yeah. Well, for me, it doesn't hit like the most like iconic thing about calling in sick or being sick, home from school. Maybe it's just me, but you can't write a song about staying homesick and not mention The Price is
Price
Right.
Price is Right. Yeah. I
do. How do you do that? How do you write a song about staying homesick and not mention Price is Right? You can't, you can't, unless you're calling in sick on a weekend.
Maybe that doesn't air in like Washington.
No, it airs everywhere. Okay, okay. In Washington. No, you can't be homesick and not watch Price is Right.
The grunge music.
I do agree with that. If you were calling in sick, you were going to watching Price is Right.
Yeah. It is also very surprising that he doesn't end up calling in dead. Because that's the...
Can you call in dead?
Well, no, but you know what I mean? Like, that's the joke. You know what I mean? Like, that's the ultimate joke. And it's interesting that he never... Because he does. He progresses, but then he never gets to the point where he's just like, I'm calling in dead today.
I don't know if that's a joke.
Especially after he says, I'm alive, I'm alive.
Okay.
Speaking of lyrics, my lyric was the, I could shine my pennies or clean my lava lamp. I could spend all day in my underwear watching Ernest Goes to Camp.
There you go. Okay.
I could shine my pennies all up very bright, or I could spend all day in my underwear watching The Price is Right.
Ooh, you just came up with that.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go.
You just came up with a better lyric.
Steve likes the song now, I think.
Nice. I like it better.
Christy, what is your favorite?
My favorite is shortly after that, I could sit and count my hair, or I could burp my Tupperware. And that's a very dated reference, but I do remember, and I still have some of my mother's Tupperware.
Yeah. Where the museum is right down the street.
You gotta burp it.
Yeah.
You just got to.
Right.
In fact, it doesn't feel complete unless you actually do burp the Tupperware. Yeah.
Push the button and burp.
Yeah, and this is 96. I mean, that's even sort of dated at that point.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No one knows about burping Tupperware anymore.
It's almost as dated as the 7-digit phone number.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. 7 digits away, yeah.
Steve.
I'm actually, maybe I'll spend all day staring at the sun and trying not to squint. Maybe I'll make a huge colored tapestry from my belly button lint.
Yeah. I like that it's a colored tapestry.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not one color. It's a rainbow, which means
really,
the lint is,
We all know the lint's all the same color.
It's better lint than using, someone's dead skin cells that sloth off at night. It's another way to make a tapestry.
Okay. Yeah.
From a different song of his.
Okay, okay.
Anyways, he gets creepier as he goes on in his career.
Yeah. We'd be remiss not to mention the first line of this song.
We have to.
Hit my snooze alarm for the 27th time.
I can relate.
Yeah.
Well, 27, yep.
Yeah, 27. It's a Weird Al.
Recurring
thing.
Yeah, we talked about it. This is the life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Serving number 27.
Christy here? Yeah, that's awesome.
She's here for her second 27.
It's actually our third 27.
With her?
No.
I said her second 27.
Her second 27. Yes, you're right. You're right.
We're more than three.
But you know what 27 is? 3 times 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
Third time.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
3 to the third.
Third?
No. Yep. No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, 3 to the third.
Ha ha.
Ha.
Yes.
Math.
Yay.
Math.
We're the Trinity.
STEM. Whoa. Get those things in.
Steam.
Oh, steam. Yeah, now it's steam. Yeah, yeah. I like steam better than STEM.
Steam. You got the A for arts.
Oh, why did I say E? Because I went to public school.
Well, we steam. Need to put S.
STEAM.
For Steve, it's got to be steams.
Yeah.
Spelling.
Spelling.
Well, when you're doing, anagrams, they don't need to actually have the correct spelling.
Anagrams?
Not anagrams. Not the right
word. Nope. No.
Why can't I think the right word? No. I am really dumb.
Because you're dumb.
I am. Why can't I think of the word?
Palindrome.
Not palindrome either. That's. Oh my gosh, I can't think of it. We even played a game in improv about it. Can't think of it.
Yep.
I think I'm having a stroke. My brain just shut off.
It's not alliterations, though.
I know. What is it, Charlie? You know it. You can't think of it either, can you?
No.
Tell me.
That's why I'm
struggling. You suck.
Yeah, it's like NASA or scuba.
Why can't I think of it? Now you can't think of it either.
No, I can't. That's why I was just making fun of you. Yeah, you're spreading it.
Oh my God, we're all so stupid. You better cut all this out.
No, the stupid part's the fun part. Anachronism is wrong too.
Oh my God, why can't I think of it?
It's an acronym.
An acronym.
Yes.
Doesn't need
that
to be spelled
painful.
Correctly. Wow, I swear I just had a stroke. I couldn't
feel
think
like
of the
word. I need to go back to school.
Yeah. Acronym. I was thinking and something. An acronym. Acronym. An acronym doesn't need to be spelled correctly.
No.
So it could be STEEM. So that's what that was. So you said STEM, then you went to STEAM.
Yeah.
I think so. Was it an extra E? Like STEAM?
Why confuse the children?
We're all very confused now.
I don't think you even know how to spell STEAM, though.
STEAM.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Wow, that was a weird detour we took on this song.
Ratings for this song.
Wow. My brain hurts too much for a rating. I'm giving this a 1. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I don't like
wow.
the song.
That's not that bad.
I think it is.
Really?
Yeah. It's not Got a Boogie.
I would rather list it Got a Boogie.
Oh,
I gave it a higher rating.
No, that's wrong.
Sorry.
Christy.
I would probably give it about a 2. It's not a, that's one of the best, but
yeah,
I wouldn't go back and listen to it again.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So you've listened to it once. Like, I don't mind listening to it once in a while. I just would never go back and listen to it 2 times in a row like I would sometimes. I'm going 2.5. I think he did okay. I think maybe the fact that he had 2 other kind of grungy music stuff in this album might be the reason that he tried to like switch it up maybe. I don't know. It's an interesting combination of songs on this album that you're not quite sure why he does what he does with it. So
I'm not a big grungella kind of person.
No.
No. Okay.
Grunge was my thing. I mean,
wasn't
like it started
big
when
in
I
Hawaii.
Was.
No, yeah. It wasn't really. Wasn't.
Well, I could see. Yeah. Hawaii's.
Can't.
Really. Well, by then, what was grunge? 90?
91,
technically.
Okay. Yeah. I was in high school, but I went into college. But no, it still wasn't. It just wasn't a big thing.
It smells like Teen Spirit with ukulele doesn't work.
No.
Actually, it probably would be amazing.
It would be awesome. It would be a much happier song.
It would be amazing.
I bet Jake Shimabukuro did it. He does everything.
Okay. Yeah. What's his full name?
Kamikawi.
Is he the guy who did Over the Rainbow?
Yes.
Okay.
Where
there
is
it is. Kamikawi Vaoli.
Okay.
Because the W's are always V's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Really? Oh, wait, actually.
Wait, what? Are you in Russian or German? Kamikawi Aole. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. I knew it was a very long, unpronounceable name.
Yeah.
Go fuck me.
There was a girl in my high school. Her middle name was Kalikopakalani Hala Ikakoka Ikanui.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow, took her all period to run her name.
Yes. That's why she went with Kaliko.
Okay.
She
came up with a video game system.
Yeah, exactly.
ColecoVision. Yeah. And she's a millionaire now. No, not really.
She could be.
No, she invented the ColecoVision.
No.
I don't think whoever did that is a millionaire.
You're right.
Living in the back alley somewhere. I made up with ColecoVision. That darn Atari kid stole it. No.
All right.
I don't know. All right. I don't know my video game history very well.
We've degenerated at this point, so I think it's about time to end the show.
I think we're all sick.
Thanks for listening to us.
We've
find
all
us
lost
all
some IQ
place.
Points.
We did.
Yes,
we did.
For sure.
We all need to go back to school.
Yes.
Don't call in sick for it.
Sick
though.
Day is over.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. And you know where to find us at this
point.
Yeah, so.
Unless it's your first time ever listening to us, then I'm really sorry we had to talk about this song.
But as always, call 302-72 weird.
That's a weird line. Good. We'd like to hear about your opinions on the song. Was I totally wrong on this?
Yes.
Was Charlie just somewhat wrong on this? Is Christy completely right on this?
Chris.
Yes. Yeah.
Let us know.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.